This is a gospel approach to mental health. My name is Stephen Painter, and I am the founder of James 2:18 Ministries. Our mission is to show the love of God to those who are living with a mental illness. And I have to say that being a follower of Christ is difficult. I didn't grow up as a Christian. I was more of a cultural Christian. So I would attend church on Christmas Eve, or attend church on Easter. And then if either my grandparents, if we were visiting them, if they wanted to go to church, we'd go to church at that time. But I never really grew up going to church. I didn't become a follower of Christ until I got to my late 20s. And so I've been a follower for about a decade. And I have to say that God has taken me through greater difficulty in this past decade than I had ever experienced before in my life. But he has used that difficulty for his purposes. And that's made me be able to do things that I never thought I'd be able to do before. One of those is to start a ministry. I never grew up intending to get into the ministry. I never grew up intending to have a ministry that was dedicated to helping those who have a mental illness. I didn't think that I'd ever have a podcast, but here I am doing that, and it's all through what God has been able to do in me, the experiences that he's given me, and everything that he has put in my life has been working towards helping those who have a mental illness. So I've really experienced a lot more in this lifetime through the pains that I've had, and my faith has certainly grown throughout the difficulties that I have. And I owe that to God, and I've become more Christ-like because of that. Now, maybe you've gone through similar struggles as well in life. Certainly having a mental illness that's led to great complications to your life. I don't think anybody really started out intending to have a mental illness when they were younger. They didn't dream about having a mental illness. That's not something that we put into thoughts when we are younger. It's always about having a happy, comfortable type of life, a better life than maybe you had growing up, or a better life than what your parents had. But certainly a mental illness was not something that you had thought that you would get, or that you wanted to get. But through that, hopefully you've learned to trust God more, or maybe you've learned a lot more about him and the way that he works. Maybe you're somebody who just received your diagnosis and you really don't know what's next. Your life is in flux right now. You're not sure what the next step is. You're not sure if God is even going to be there for you. You've got more questions right now than you have answers. Or maybe you're a caretaker for someone and the loved one has a mental illness and you've had to really rely on God for daily help in order to help them through the symptoms that they're currently experiencing. And you're not sure if you have the strength each morning to get through that day. And so you depend on him and you ask him for help. Or maybe you're someone who doesn't even know God and you just ended up on this podcast trying to figure it out because you got some questions. You've seen people who've gone to church. Maybe you've had family members who've gone to church. Maybe somebody recommended this. Whatever the reason was, it's not a coincidence that you happen to be listening to this right now. You might be searching for answers to why you or a loved one has a mental illness, but that's not something that necessarily is going to be it revealed to you by God. That's an unfortunate thing. We don't get the entirety of the picture. So when we are suffering and when we are struggling, we can cry out to him, but very rarely do we get that why answer. Like, why me, Lord? Why do I have a mental illness? Why doesn't the person who hasn't been treating me nicely, why don't they have something, some burden that they can have? I wish that there was an easy answer to that why question. But again, honestly, only God knows why. And that's something that we'll have to wait for heaven in order to have that conversation, to ask him why. I do know that it can be used for good purposes, that he can use that mental illness that you have in order to further his kingdom here on earth. Your life and your experiences are going to be used by him in order to help other people who might be going through similar things. But as far as why you have been singled out of the 8 billion people on this planet to have that particular symptom, to go through the particular combination of symptoms in that particular place that you have, that unique manifestation of the mental illness, that's a question that only God can answer. But I also know that throughout your life, whether you got a mental illness or not, if you happen to be someone who has chosen to follow Christ, it's not going to be easy. Now, this was not necessarily something that I knew when I became a follower, although I probably should have because it's in the Bible. Jesus says as much in Luke chapter 9, where he tells his followers, and follow me. So he's flat out saying right there that being a follower of him is not going to be easy. He's saying that it's a daily choice. Some days are going to be a lot more difficult, and when you wake up that next morning, you're going to say, "Do I really want to do this?" You have to also be willing to carry your cross. And the cross was something that was designed to kill you. That was the most brutal form of execution known in the ancient world, perhaps even throughout all of humanity. It's a brutal way to die, involving suffocation, essentially, where you're not able to breathe due to the Earth's gravitational force on your body as you are suspended on a cross. It weighs down on your muscles, and your lungs start to give out, and you die that way. So you have to make that choice to follow him each and every day. And that's not going to be an easy thing. It could potentially kill you. Yet, throughout human history, billions of people have made that choice. And that's an amazing thing because they know that even though life might become more difficult as a follower of Christ, it's also going to make sure that you have become who you were intended to be. He's going to be there for you. You're going to grow in faith. You're eventually going to end up with him in eternity. And so we have that as our goal, that eternal life in which we're joined with our Creator. But at the same time, that might not necessarily seem like it's worth it to you at this particular point in your life. You struggle on a daily basis. So all of eternity spent with the Creator does not seem like it's that great of a benefit at this point. You're going through something that's difficult, especially if you're somebody who just got diagnosed with a mental illness. You're much more focused on that and how you're going to manage your symptoms on a daily basis than you are with joining God for eternity. So to summarize here, life is hard. Life is hard whether you have God in your life or you don't. Life is harder still with a mental illness, whether you have God in your life or not. Life is also hard if you're going to become a follower of Christ. There's certain factions in the world that do not necessarily like Christians. Certainly, that can manifest itself through spiritual warfare that's also present in people. And judgment there. And so you have to understand that life is hard, whether you have a mental illness or not, like I just said. But God is greater than anything that you're going to go through. And those who know him can tap into who he is on a daily basis, and they can find that extra strength to get through whatever difficulty it happens to be that they are going through. So nobody really knows more about the short-term suffering that we go through on a daily basis than God himself. I mean, when he came down here and became Jesus. He didn't just carry a cross daily, but he actually chose to get on it, and he died for us. So if you're somebody that maybe has lost a relationship due to a mental illness, or if you lost a relationship just because life is hard, he certainly had that too. He experienced the loss of relationships. If you feel like you're persecuted through the mental illness that you have, if you feel like you've been persecuted now that you got a recent diagnosis, or on the job you feel like you've been persecuted, he experienced persecution as well. The religious leaders, as well as those who were the most popular religious sects of the day, did not respect Jesus. They persecuted him. Eventually, they're going to convict him and have him crucified. Have you been blamed for something that you didn't do? That's a unfortunate side effect when it comes to people and the stigma that they have for those who live with a mental illness. Is sometimes you get blamed for things that you didn't do. Just because you have that mental illness, you become an easy target. Well, Christ was also blamed for stuff that he didn't do. Feel like you've suffered because of your mental illness? He certainly suffered as well. Have you been called crazy? Jesus was also called crazy too. His brothers and his sisters didn't know who he was. He didn't know that he was, they didn't know that he was divine. They thought when he would go somewhere to preach or he would teach that he was crazy. So if there's anybody who knows what you've been going through with a mental illness, it's certainly going to be Christ. He may actually be the only one who knows exactly what you've gone through or are going to be going through or have gone through. And that's why following him makes sense. Because the best part is he knows exactly what you're going through. He's been there. He's experienced that. And he won't leave you. Friends might leave you. Family might leave you. Jobs might leave you. But he won't. It may get bad if you're his follower, but he can transform that bad and use it. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph tells his brothers that what you intended for harm, God used for good. God's going to be able to use a harm that happens in your life for good. He can turn your pain for good, but you must choose daily to follow him. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to work in your life. He's not going to be able to work in your life if you don't invite him to work in your life. You've got to make that daily choice to get up and follow him. Now, maybe you don't necessarily know who Christ is, and you ended up here because you had some questions. And those questions are still brewing in your mind. I know that when I became a follower, I still had some questions about how everything worked. The beautiful thing is I still have some questions about how God works. Like I said, I don't know why people have mental illness. I do know that it can be used by God and for his good, but I still struggle with that idea that God is all love, yet somehow if you're a follower of Christ and he is loving, he still allows you to suffer for your mental illness. It's something that I'm not sure what the answer to that is. So if you still have questions about Christ, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't still be his follower. If you choose to follow him, it's the greatest choice that you can make. If you have not chosen to follow him, but you'd like to do that today, all you have to do is say a simple prayer. You just have to admit and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I know that I choose to do the wrong things. I know that what I have done and what I have chosen has not been acceptable. And I know that I need to change. And I believe that because you loved us so much, you came down to earth and you chose to get on a cross and you died for my sins. And I'm so thankful for that. And because of your sacrifice, I choose to repent, to turn away from my life, my old life. I choose to follow you each and every day. I choose to pick up my cross and follow you throughout whatever it is. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. And so if you prayed that prayer, welcome to this family. Welcome to the largest family you're ever going to be a part of. Now, if you're already a follower, maybe you need to make a daily commitment prayer to follow Christ. And that prayer can be something like this. Lord, I know it's difficult. You know that it's difficult. I struggle each and every day. I struggle with my faith. I struggle juggling a mental illness with everything else that's expected of me each and every day. And if I'm being honest, I struggle sometimes in my belief that you love me. I struggle in my belief that you are going to get me through the difficulties that I experience in this life. I know deep down, though, that you do love me. I know deep down that you will strengthen me. I know deep down that you will get me through the storms. But Lord, today, I really need your strength. I really need a sign to show me that you still love me. I really need you to move in my life today. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Once again, my name is Stephen Painter. I'm with James 2:18 Ministries. Our mission is to show the love of God to those who are living with a mental illness. Currently, that means that we are donating Bibles to about 60 different behavioral health hospitals around the country. If you would like more information about that mission, or if you would like to donate to that mission, you can check out our website at www.james218.org. The 218 is spelled out. May you have a blessed day.